Rep. Boebert and Chicago's Lightfoot exchanged jabs after mayor's call to arms over SCOTUS leak. By Hannah Blow on May 11, 2022. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, exchanged jabs with Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D, this week after the Democrat mayor made a call to arms over the leak of the Supreme Court draft decision overturning Roe v. Wade. On Monday, days after the leak, Lightfoot echoed the panic from pro-abortion activists, calling her LGBTQ allies to action. To my friends in the LGBTQ+ community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms, the Democrat declared. We will not surrender our rights without a fight to victory. Lightfoot's call to arms raised eyebrows, as some such as Boebert acknowledged the irony of her statement. Since Democrats have long accused Donald Trump and his allies of encouraging insurrection on January 6. Insurrectionist, the Congresswoman quipped, prompting a retort from the mayor. Excuse me. Insurrection is your thing. Not ours, Lightfoot wrote. It remains unclear how Lightfoot mentally justified her own seemingly literal call to arms, ignoring it by making a reference to the January 6 protests. While Democrats and a handful of Reno Republicans accused Trump of inciting insurrection, the effort did not prevail. Boebert, however, used the opportunity to highlight the Democrat mayor's stunning inability to control the rampant violence in her own city. Lori Lightfoot just issued a call to arms to her fellow radicals directly on Twitter, the Congresswoman continued. While people are being slain in her streets on a daily basis, all she can worry about is endangering more lives with her reckless words. Shame on her. Indeed, Chicago saw yet another violent weekend, as 23 were ultimately shot, as Breitbart News reported. Nearly 200 have been killed in the city this year alone, according to reports.